Welcome to Mi Casa Su Casa, a Love Island podcast. And we are on our last week of bonuses because Love Island is wrapping up this Monday. And I think producer Cathal and I, we need to console ourselves.
Oh my God, it's so sad. I can't believe that it's coming to an end. We spent every Saturday morning for the past couple of weeks just like chatting to one another, catching up. It's so nice to have someone to debrief all this about, isn't it?
It's amazing. I thoroughly enjoy it because there's so few people in my life who would listen to me. And then in particular, because we both knew Jack as well when he was in, it was great because my friends don't know him. So they would never see what I see. So, and what you saw, and we know, it's great to be able to like chat about him. Obviously, Jack is out. Well, Jack's currently back in, but we'll get to that.
Like when I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, Jack's gone back in, obviously we will get to that, but it was so nice to actually see him.
I know. And I really like, because I kind of started to believe the narrative that was in there of violence, that people were like, well, the public more so, and you know, Whitney and Cher did say it, that Jack wasn't funny. And I was like, do I remember Jack incorrectly? Am I wrong? And then like he was in the office like 2 seconds and he had everyone laugh. And I was like, no, Jack is hilarious. The edit did him dirty on Love Island. So we're not happy with that.
Okay, so for our listeners, where did we stop when we last spoke? Obviously, we had seen Jack and Cher dumped, but we saw a couple of messages from home, different things like that. Yes. But this time round, we saw some dates from the first episode that we're talking about.
We had the ending of the messages from home. So normally what they do is the boys will both get them at the same time. But I think because of all of the girl drama this year, they kind of split it up. So the girls were sent out shopping yesterday, which normally it's the lads who go out and they cook for them. So they've really kind of changed things up this year. But the lads had to get their calls from home. And look, there was nothing overly shocking in it. There was nothing overly dramatic in it. It was all very nice. I did rate Sean's sister telling him that he needed to sort things out with Tommy. Because when they were doing the questions from the public, Lucinda and Sean and Tommy would be best mates, they said that they would dump Tommy and his partner, Jesse. So there was a lot of hurt going on there. So I'm glad his sister was like, no, Tommy's been a great friend to you. You need to sort it out. And I was very happy. At first, I thought Sean was only going to do that in a group scenario because he came out from the call and he said it to the whole group of boys that were there. But he did call Tommy to the terrace afterwards and apologize to him. And I respected that.
Yeah, no. And like, oh, dare I say, Sean is looking more and more mature these days, even though like his behavior wasn't always at his fault. It was kind of trying to back whoever he was, as for whatever girl he was with at the time when there was drama. But I don't know, okay, he shouldn't have done what he did, but it was nice to see him bring Tommy aside and say, look, sorry about that.
I think, so Jack obviously told us that Sean is just, he's smitten with Lucinda. Like, he's smitten with Lucinda. And he did say, like, you know, he believes that Lucinda does like Sean, but he doesn't know if there's a bit of game playing. So I think Sean is just very happy to have Lucinda as his partner. So she was the one during the question game that said they would dump Tommy and Jesse. And I think he automatically just backed his girl because he's like, she's my girl. And like, I'm so like blown away that she's my girl. I'm surprised Sean's family didn't say like, we're so happy for you, but just keep an eye on things, like look and see if there's anything that's a bit off, because I think everybody is like, we know Sean's mad about her, she likes him too, but I think everyone still believes there's some level of game playing happening from her. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to read. Like, I'm also like, as the final week comes in, the producers like less drama and more romance and like joy, and they want kind of like, they want these like little lovey-dovey stories, like even with Belle and Harrison, like,
yeah,
was it Harrison's parents were like, oh yeah, I really like Belle, like she's really nice and all this, that and the other. I'm like, they're together or a wet week, like?
Yeah, and they were like, you bring out a softer side on her, she brings out a softer side on you. I was like, We've still seen Hurricane Belle. Like she was like this at the very start as well when she was coupled up with Sean. So I don't really know. I tend to find the last kind of few days very boring because like we want the drama, we want whatever. I am renowned for not watching the final because I'm like, there's no drama or gossip. Like I'll tune in to like the last 10 minutes because I want to see who wins. But outside of that, there's nothing. However, I think that the producers are aware of that because the final is Monday night. So I think producers have listened to what people want and the fact that the viewer, and probably from the viewer statistics every year, that everyone does tend to dip out the final week. So the fact that we've had so many dumpings kind of consecutively, like we've had multiple in the past week, then we do know that. So Tommy and Jesse got dumped last night during the date. So the girls came back, they had set up dates for the guys. They were all very cute. Like it was nice. I loved that like a few of the girls got their fellas flowers. I was like, yes, we love this. But yeah, there's gonna be drama. So we had Tommy and Jesse jumped last night, which not a real shock.
No, and like I was expecting it. I was kind of like, dumpings at the best times, you're like, I'm shocked. Don't make it the worst times. You're like, okay, grandia, see you later, sayonara.
Who was it? Was it Yeamon? It was Yeamon or Zach that went, oh, not your date night. I was like, oh, you're so American. Of course it's gonna be your date night. Like
Course it's
what?
going to be during date night.
Oh, so I did find it very interesting because as we know, when Jessie had her call from home, her dad was kind of very harsh on her. Like he really was, and she kind of cried for a day. It was very difficult. So after Tommy and Jessie got dumped, it was like, okay, pack your bags, bye. They did the interview with Maya. Now, Maya being the people's queen, she asked, what was the story with you and Lucinda before you went into the island, Jessie? Because they had had a friendship, but then Jessie kind of went in on smoke. Like she Her dad was right. Like she kind of went for Lucinda in an argument that had nothing got to do with her. And we were all kind of like, okay. And basically she was saying they'd been, she doesn't trust her. They'd gone on trips together and done loads of things, but she doesn't trust her. And then they were like, oh, what do you think of Sean and Lucinda? And she was like, I don't trust her. So basically what Jessie was crying about, Helena having done to her a couple of days previous, she has now done to Lucinda.
And I think more and more we see more of this, like Belle doing exactly what I suppose was done, Lucinda had done to her. And like it's just like behavior like being recreated by the girls in some situations. And I think the boys this year are kind of just sitting back and like being like, now not all of them, like I suppose some of the boys have caused bits of drama here and there, but it's very much been a season for the girls. Like they're the ones that are really impressive and great telly, and they're the reason I'm showing up every night. Scott, obviously, producer Scott has been very good drama. But I think the girls are the reason I showed up this year. Like they're the ones that really that I enjoyed, that I turned on my telly for. I wanted to hear their like opinions and things like that. And they're like, I don't know, it's anyone's game.
Can I point out, right? So, I've been messaging, Jack and I have been messaging since he flew back to Cape Town. So last night we saw all the ex-Islanders that have been dumped, they are gone back into the villa. So me and Jack have been chatting. But since yesterday, it's been one tick, which means it's not delivering, which means two things. A, Jack Keating has forgot to get credit, which is absolutely a viable cause of this. Or B, they're not allowed to message anybody because they would have done the dumping. Because on Sunday night, we're going to see the results of that, but then they'll kind of start, they'll be shooting like the final dates over the next couple of days. However, Belle's dad put up, did you see this?
No, go on, give me the scoop.
Belle's dad, well, someone else who is related to them put it up, they were celebrating, and Belle's dad reshared. And it's gone now, but it is actually not AI, it's real. And it was celebrating my daughter making it to the Love Island final. So, did one of the ex-Islanders that went in say something? Have we got a leak? Have we got a leak in camp? I
there's
think we might have.
Villa. There's a leak in the villa.
There's a snake in my boot. Completely different.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. So obviously what we saw last night as a cliffhanger was our islanders going back in, like you mentioned, Jack, etc., all going in their couples. Curtis and Kira, AJ and Charlie. And I wonder, is there some unresolved business there with Charlie and Millie?
Absolutely. Jack in the podcast was like, I believe Charlie's going to kick off. But is he going to kick off at Scott or is he going to kick off at Millie? Because he didn't get on with either. And the text that they got did say the Islander, the couple with the most individual votes. So each of the ex-Islanders are going to vote a couple. So it's not that they're doing it in their duos that they walked in on, like, you know, Jack and Cher, like they're not going to vote one person between the two of them. They have their individual votes. So I think it's anybody's game.
It is anyone's game. But if we're to run through the couples from the top here now, Kieran and Sammy, they're not getting anybody's vote.
I don't know. We've had a few of the ex-Islanders say they want Kieran and Sammy to win. So I don't know. But are they going to be the fan favorite? You're right. I don't know if they'll win.
Like, but no, are they voting for least or most compatible? Remind me.
So we're not voting for any. I think they are voting. They didn't specify. I think they said which islander, whatever islander they want to dump. So any of them can go. Oh, I was thinking a final there when you said they're not getting any votes. I jumped forward to the final. I was like, oh, yeah, no, you're dead right. Yeah, no, Kieran and Sammy are fine.
They're fine. They're making it. Leanne and Scott, they're getting votes.
Yeah, 100%. I think, Charlie could go in and smoke for either Scott or for Millie. Same with Curtis. Curtis could do Scott or Millie.
Curtis could do Scott or Millie. He's like, he's liable to, like, I don't know, backstab Millie.
Yeah, well, he was genuinely so heartbroken after 2 days after Millie. So, yeah, and then, like, if he has, in fact, watched any of it and, like, seen in real time Millie getting the ick with him, like, that's going to hurt any man's pride. I'm sorry, but it will. Yeah,
so
it will.
Whitney and Yeamon. Will Jack throw a vote at Whitney?
I think Jack could throw a vote at Whitney. I think he could, because having chatted to him, he loves Kieran and Sammy. Sean, he's like, is one of my boys, but he did question Lucinda. So I don't know. Like, he said he liked Scott. Like, is it a cop-out for Jack to throw a vote towards Whitney and Yeamon? Because he has said that they seem to be a really good couple. And then Belle is like his female bestie in there. So he's not going to do Belle and Harrison. So yeah, it could be Whitney and Yeamon.
Yeah, and like that, like you say, Zach and Millie, Curtis maybe could get one. And then I feel like Belle and Harrison and Lucinda and Sean could get a lot of votes or could get none.
And Scott. See, Harrison, the only Islanders who have been in there with Harrison that are gone are Jesse and Tommy and Jack and Cher. The rest of them are all gone. So if they're going to throw it at that, they're going to throw it at Belle. But as far as I know, like, all the girls and stuff were Team Belle. So I'll be surprised. I think they might get one or two, but I think it's going to genuinely be votes for, because I don't think it's going to be on what couples work. I think it's going to be on personal vendettas for a lot of them. So I think it's going to be Lucinda and Sean or Scott and Leanne. Two of them, 100%, are going to get the most votes.
Yeah, it'll be, it's so interesting because, like we know now, from chatting to our man on the inside, Jack, producers do play, like, not a huge, like, they play a role. They're like, who are you going to vote for? Would you not vote for this person? Would you not do this? It's just interesting to know that now, watching this vote tomorrow night, it's going to be are they influencing it for the final four they want?
Possibly, but it's interesting. Jack did say when Millie booted out Charlie, which was the first ever time for someone to get rid of their couple in Love Island history, they didn't know that she was going to give Charlie the boot. Like, they actually didn't know. So I think he was saying, was it the date that Scott and Leanne went on? Originally, they had planned that to be for Millie and Charlie. And then Millie was like, bye. Because it got really heated that night between them. And she was like, no, I'm done with this crap. So I think the main thing we're going to hear is game player, game player, game player, game player. Because Lucinda and Scott have both been on 4 seasons. And Lucinda won her season literally 2 months ago of All-Star Games. So that's what everyone is going to go on, is game player or their personal vendettas.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm looking at them here on my phone and I'm just like swiping through the couples. And I'm like, the only real couple I can see winning are Kieran and Sammy or Scott and Leanne?
I would say Millie and Zach. Millie's the people's princess.
Who cares about that yank? Sorry.
Referring that the yank is in fact Zach, her fella, not calling her a yank. Yeah. Yeah, but I think Millie could get all the votes herself. I think Zach is... It's like Amber Davies, Greg O'Shea. Like, no one was voting for Amber to win for Greg O'Shea. Like, love Greg. Great. He's had a great career since then. But, like, they knew him a week. You know what I mean? It was all Amber.
But Millie hasn't done anything this season to be like, woo, go Millie. Like,
I know, but people just love her. People just love her. She's, I don't know what it is. They just absolutely adore her. So, like, I do think she could be in for winning. I do find it interesting, and this might be a thing as well. So when we were chatting to Jack last week on Mikasa Tsukasa, he said, because I had said I'd always shipped him and Belle. I really wanted them to get together. I think they'd be really well suited. And he was like, oh, well, the age thing was a big thing for Belle. Like, she didn't want to go out with anyone younger than her. Now, Jack is 27 in March, okay? Harrison was 22 during the summer. So if he's not 23, he's still only 22.
Yeah.
So like, why did she shoot down like loads of other ones because of the age thing, which I totally get. And now she's with a 22/23-year-old.
Yeah, America, I am Confucian. Do you know that meme, no? Am I?
Yeah. No.
Sorry, I'm laughing at my own joke.
But that makes me want to laugh. Yeah. I am Confucian, as in like I am done.
Is that, so I am Confucian.
I thought you said it was like, sorry, it's been driving me insane for the past few days. I need you to tell me because I can picture it in my head, but I can't remember who, what are you, fucking owl? Who was that from?
Margot Robbie in Wolf of Wall Street.
Sorry, it's literally been playing on my brain because, Carl, you said that on our Wednesday episode and I knew it. But I just have not been able to put the pieces together. There we go. Thank you. That's what I needed in my life. Thank you.
I got it. I think, actually, just speaking of memes, last night when I saw Scott being like to Leanne, oh my God, fortune cookies. I was like, that's the most thoughtful thing anyone's. I was like, this is a meme. And also, there's another meme out of, I think it was last night as well. It was like, to be honest, I'm quite annoyed over this dinner. I'm not going to lie. The company wasn't the best. Love you guys, but you know what I mean? It was like me after all Christmas dinners, or like me after all like big family dinners.
I think that being favorite couple has gone to Lucinda and Sean's head, because even like Lucinda's doing all these little things. Like when Maya Jama walked in for the couples game, when she walked in, Lucinda went, wow, wow, wee wow. Like, you know, that thing. And I was like, she's trying to be a meme. And then when she was like, she kept being like trying to drop these funny bombs. And I'm like, Lucinda, shut up. I just haven't. I still very much think she's a game player. I can't.
Yeah, I never warmed to her, unfortunately. And like, she's just not my favorite. And I like, I don't know, Sam, I don't trust.
Sammy.
No, Sean, I mean. Sorry.
Oh, Sean.
Sean, I just don't know. I trust him either.
I'm such a sheep, right? It's unbelievable because I have always been like, Sean icks me out. No, don't. No. But then when Jack came out and Jack was like, oh, yeah, no, Sean and Tommy were my boys. I'm like, well, if Jack likes him, he must be sound. But yeah, like, I'm sure, like, we all, like, everyone kind of makes friends to return with people who are, like, little bit of dicks and stuff, and it takes a while for you to see it. So, but now I'm like, oh, we must protect Sean because Jack likes him. But, like, if Jack wasn't in, I still wouldn't like him.
Yeah, that's so fair.
I just, I don't want Lucinda and Sean to win.
Yeah, no.
And I'll be fuming.
They're not my winners. It'll be interesting to see Jack on our screens again. I'm excited for that. What else am I excited for? I'm excited for Curtis to give his opinion, because I feel like he'll be vocal. He'll say something like of note. Jack, Curtis, Charlie, they're the kind of three I'm thinking about the most. That might
AJ's going to try. AJ's going to try get her moment because she wasn't there for long enough. So AJ's really? Definitely going to try.
Really?
She's definitely going to try. Really? She's definitely going to try something just to like have her moment like ingrained because she wasn't there for long enough. 100%.
Okay, that's interesting. Who else do we... like?
Watch Kira, me be wildly wrong. Kira's not going to say anything.
Kira let Curtis do the talking. Jessie might have something to say.
What? Yes, she will come after Lucinda. But what I want to know is, right, because obviously all the ex-Islanders are going in, whatever. Jessie was really upset and hurt over Helena's post-show interview, as we mentioned, where she said that, like, she thought Jessie was just setting up for Tommy because they're going to have a conversation about that. Like, they will. Is that going to be on camera? Because it needs to be. I'm invested. Yeah, so can they all catch up while they're in the villa? Like, I need to know.
I wonder, will they be allowed to talk to them for a little bit after the vote?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I'd love a little quick catch up. Yeah, just to, but they're not allowed to tell them anything from the outside or anything like that.
Saying that though, with the finale on Monday night, like, we love Maya. She does stir the pot and get us what we want. So from previous years, like there's the final four and then they kind of get booted out as they go. But all the ex-Islanders are there and she will shoot to like some of the ex-Islanders and be like, oh, so have you talked about this or have you talked about that? So if we don't get the resolve from like the Jessie Helena situation, Maya's going to bring it up at the final. We're also going to have like, Charlie, Millie, that beef is going to, we'll get that kind of wrapped up at the final. Like, Maya is going to do the work of the people, but that is what she's paid for. So, you know.
Absolutely. Right. Final predictions. Who's winning?
Kieran and Sammy.
I also think
Millie and Zach. It could be Millie and Zach or it could be Kieran and Sammy.
I think Kieran and Sammy are going to win.
Who I want to win? Scott and Leanne.
Me too. I'd love to see Scott win. I just love the drama of it all. Bring it on. I want Scott to win. Bring the cup back to Ireland.
Who I want number four, I'm a bad person, but I don't care. They brought themselves up for this. I want to watch the reaction and I want Lucinda and Sean to get fourth place because I just want, like, Lucinda, I'd say, is in there now being like, I've won another one in 2 months. Yes. So I just kind of want to see her get brought back down to reality. I don't want any meanness towards her. I just want to, you know, watch it, giggle about it, WhatsApp my friends, and of course you in private, not put anything like publicly because that lasts forever. But, you know, have a little, you know, it's nice to see someone's land.
Their demise.
I'm such a bad person. Oh my God.
I think we've good choices there. I'm looking forward to see Jack back in the villa. Looking forward to the final. We promise we'll watch.
We will. I know. I normally say I don't watch it. I will watch it. And do you know what? This sounds really creepy, but another reason that I'll probably watch is like Jack's reactions during the Harpy Challenge, right? Jack is a reactive king. He cannot hold his face. It is amazing. He's going to be there. Him and Cher are going to be sitting together. They're going to be there. So like, I want to see his reactions to like, oh, so you two are really in love. And then it pans to Jack, because he can't. So that will give us incentive to watch the lovey-dovey moments just to see the messiness on the side.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so buzzed.
I'm going to be so sad for it to go. What are we going to watch next? That's all I need to know. But look, we'll be fine. We've got a couple of days left. Cathal, thank you so much for joining me on this Saturday because it is our day off. A big love to you listening to me for the past few weeks because honestly, I don't think anybody deserves that torture, but thank you so much.
I wouldn't rather do it with anyone else.
Oh, thank you. And of course, new episodes of Mi Casa Su Casa. If you want to catch them, we've only got a couple left. You can catch them on Wednesdays and Saturdays, of course, today over on the Go Light app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for joining us. And look, send in your predictions. See who's going to win. Let's see if any of us are right. Bye.
Bye.